Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. After Friday meetings at the White House, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has joined President Trump at his vacation home in the state of Florida. Mr. Trump spoke Friday about the relationship between Washington and Tokyo.
The bond between our two nations and the friendship between our two peoples runs very, very deep. This administration is committed to bringing those ties even closer.
Mr. Abe said he and President Trump had reached an agreement on a new framework of economic talks, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal will be among the topics of discussion. Mr. Trump said any trading relationship between the two countries must be free, fair, and reciprocal. Japan has been concerned about the impact President Trump's decision to withdraw from the TPP, as well as the America First strategy, would have on Asia. President Trump says he is considering a new executive order on immigration after an appellate court ruled against his order barring refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries to enter the United States. Mr. Trump told reporters the new executive order might be faster than defending the current appellate ruling. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly visiting one of the most fortified stretches of the U.S. border with Mexico says he will take no severe measures regarding federal funds for U.S. sanctuary cities. Last month, the Trump administration, which continues to plan to build a wall between the two countries, said it would cut off federal grants for cities that shelter immigrants illegally. This is VOA News. United States has blocked the appointment of a former Palestinian official to lead the United Nations political mission in Libya. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to name the Western-educated economist Salam Fayyad to the position. Internationally respected Fayyad serves as a prime minister of the Palestinian Authority. That was from the years 2007 to 2013 and was the authority's finance minister. But U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said the United States is disappointed by his choice. Italy has signaled it wants Russia's help to stabilize Libya and bring an end to the migrant crisis. That story now from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Close to 9,500 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean so far this year, already putting 2017 on course to be a record year. The EU this month agreed to give Libya $213 million to bolster its security forces and coast guard. But Italy wants a renewed push for a permanent political solution to the chaos in Libya, and it's looking to Moscow for help. Libya analyst Riccardo Fabiani explains.
It's better to invite Russia to the table and have a strategic dialogue with them and establish some sort of connection and communication channel rather than keep them out of the room.
Libya is ruled by splintered factions, with the internationally recognized government in Tripoli and a rival power base in the eastern city of Tobruk, which backs strongman general Khalifa Haftar, also supported by Russia. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
European Union's foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini spoke with reporters about her meetings with the Trump administration regarding the Iran nuclear deal.
I was reassured by what I heard in my meetings on the intention to stick to the full and strict implementation of the agreement in all its parts.
Mogherini also said she discussed Russia in her meetings, and they agreed that Russia would abide or should abide by the terms of the 2015 agreement negotiated by Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine. U.S. lawmakers from both political parties, as well as the U.S. allies, many of those have expressed concern President Trump will be too conciliatory towards Moscow, including granting Russia sanctions relief. Tens of thousands of Indonesians descended on the capital today, hearing clerics urge them to vote for Muslim politicians in the city and district elections being held across the country next week. Get more on that story by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.